I ever heard of the Reisner clan was how many decades ago when Colonel Reisner was a prisoner of war? Early 70s. What relation to you, Jim? He's your uncle, your dad's brother. Okay, Jack's brother. That man's testimony of how he'd been faithful to God while a prisoner of war, finally liberated. I don't know how many years he was imprisoned, but that name Reisner went all around the Assemblies of God. Now we have his nephew to bless us tonight in song and testimony, in teaching, whatever. And the Lord bless him to you. Jim, take the pulpit.
Good evening. I didn't realize these seats over here were so expensive. What do you got to pay to sit over here, Mark? Ah, man, heavy dinero there. Okay. You have blessed our family by praying for our grandson. His name is Chase. And last I heard, he weighed 4 pounds, 14 ounces. And so hopefully he'll be coming home next week. So thank you so much for all your prayers. When Pastor Don asked me last week if I'd be willing to be here this evening, he said, and I quote, right to the point, can you be here next week? You can preach, teach, whatever you want. I chose option 3, whatever I want. So, now I'm not sure if he really said it that way, but that's what I heard. So, you know, so you tell him that's what he told me when you talked to him, okay? Thanks. I was thinking back to 1968 or 69. How many of you were here back then? Anybody? A few of you. Remember the Teen Corral? I was part of that. And we were doing a patriotic service, and I had a solo in God Bless America or one of those patriotic songs. Anyway, I got through the first verse really good, got to the second verse and forgot the words. So I just kind of bowed my head, and everybody thought I was really getting blessed. Well, that really taught me one thing. One is that always have your words in front of you, and then you won't be able to, you won't have to forget them. So, and that I don't need that anymore. But it's also thinking back to the songs I'm going to share with you this evening are songs I've written. And some people journal when things strike their heart. I don't journal, I write songs. So whether it's having a good day or a bad day or struck by something that God has put in my heart, I tend to write a song about it. Jesus is in the house. He's come to heal your soul. Jesus is in the house. Let him make you whole. Jesus is in the house. Let him touch you now. Jesus is in. Jesus went to Peter's house to have a meal with him. When he arrived, Pete's mom-in-law was sick in bed. Well, Jesus touched her fevered brow. She rose up from that bed, went into the kitchen, made a meal for them. See, Jesus is in the house. He's
come to heal your soul. Jesus is in the house. Let him make you whole. Jesus is in the house. Let him touch you now. Oh, Jesus is in the house. Well, the house was full where Jesus taught. No one could get inside. But four men tore that roof apart to get their friend inside. When Jesus saw that paralyzed man, he said, your sins are gone. But so that everybody will know that's true, take up your bed and run. You see, Jesus is in the house. He's come to heal your soul. Jesus is in the house. Let him make you whole. Jesus is in the house. Let him touch you now. Oh, Jesus is in the house. Well, Jairus came to Jesus, said, my daughter's so sick in bed. Jesus said, let's go to her. But a servant came and said, she's dead. Well, Jesus said, don't you be afraid. You just trust me and believe. And when Jesus got to Jairus' house, well, you know what he did. Jesus is in the house. He's come to heal your soul. Jesus is in the house. Let him make you whole. Jesus is in the house. Let him touch you now. Oh, Jesus is in. Jesus is in. Jesus is in the house.
Amen. Aren't you glad Jesus shows up when we come together? How many of you are fed up with political ads? Maybe I should ask the other way around. How many are looking forward to the next political ad? Okay, no hands. One of these days, huh? The book of Revelation tells us that one of these days all this stuff's going to be over. And one of my favorite parts of Revelation is when John begins to describe the creatures and the elders and the angels as they're all standing around praising God. What a job for eternity to worship him and to praise him. You know, I know that at some point we've all experienced the wonder of being in his presence and just having no words, and even the songs that we've known and understood and don't really give us opportunity to say what we need to say. But the one word that the saints, all of us together with the elders and the creatures and the angels, we will stand around the throne for however long that will be, and we will sing together, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And he asks us to enter into his presence. He doesn't need us to tell him he's holy. He needs us to sing it to him so we know he's holy. And that we can come and be in his presence. The elders and the creatures that surround the throne of God, give praise to him throughout the day and night. The angels of the heavens also gather round the throne, and together they sing, holy is the Lord.
and they sing holy, holy, holy is the Lord. They sing holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Now it won't be long, my friends, to surround the throne of God. With the saints of all the ages we will stand, with the angels and the elders and the creatures around the throne. Together we'll sing, holy is the Lord. We'll sing, holy, holy, holy. We'll sing holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. We'll sing holy.
Praise you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I offer up my moments and I offer up my days. I offer up my words to you. I offer up my praise. I will worship you. I will worship you. And I offer up my planning, and I offer up my schemes. I offer up my hopes to you, I offer up my dreams. I will worship you. I will worship you. Well, I offer up my worries and I offer up my pain. I offer up my wounds to you. I offer up my shame. I will worship you. I will worship you. Have me in your power, hold me in your hand. I'm safe within your loving arms. In you I take my stand. Your love and mercy guard my heart. Your grace will do its part. Your peace and joy surround my soul. Your word has made me whole. And I will worship you. I will worship you. I will worship you.
Praise you, Lord. Several years ago, in fact, over 30 years ago, I was associate pastor in a church on the West Coast, and we had a camp, and the idea of the family camp was that we would learn to be what it is, community, what it means to live in community. Of course, when you go to family camp, and that particular family camp, all the women were in one dorm and all the guys were in another, and you know, you got to learn, you really learn to be family when you got to sleep next to somebody who snores, or they're in the bunk above you. Not husbands and wives, stop looking at each other. That's not fair. Look at somebody else right now. So, unless they're really bad, then yeah, stare them down. So that, my ribs are still sore from last night, I think. So, oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. My wife's not here. I shouldn't say things like that. But learning to live in covenant relationship, learning to put up with each other. As I have been on this journey looking at what covenant really means for 30 years, I wrote a little chorus, and it was the theme chorus that we used for the time we were there at the camp. But I realized it's one thing for us to talk about covenant and what that means. It's another thing to live it out. Because everything we see from the world tells us to live life by yourself, be your own person, be independent. But everything in the Word tells us that we can't live without each other. We need to be interdependent. I always thought it was strange that when I was pastoring, people would call and say, "Pastor, I know you're busy, but..." It's like, well, what are we here for? What are each of us here for, if not for each other? And so I hope, just as one more word of encouragement, in a world that seems to be tearing itself apart more than ever before, and we know what the Word says about the last days. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. But if those of us of the covenant community hold strong and stay strong and live together and honor one another and walk in covenant relationship, then God gets the glory. I covenant with you, my brothers and my sisters. I covenant with you before the Lord. All that I am, or ever hope to be, I covenant with you. I covenant with you, my brothers and my sisters. I covenant with you before the Lord. All that I am, or ever hope to be, I covenant with you. I covenant with you, my brothers and my sisters. I covenant with you before the Lord. All that I am, or ever hope to be, covenant with you. I covenant with you. Amen. You were Jesus to me when I needed to see his love and mercy.
You were Jesus to me when I needed to be assured again. You were the friend that needed to be. You were the friend I needed to see. You were Jesus. You were Jesus to me. You were Jesus to me when I needed to see His love and mercy. You were Jesus to me when I needed to be assured again. You were the friend that needed to be. You were the friend I needed to see. You were Jesus. You were Jesus to me. Well, it was one of those times when I needed to know that He loved me. It was one of those times when I needed to see that He cared. Well, I know of His promise to always be there when I needed Him. And then You were there, and You were Jesus to me. You were Jesus to me when I needed to see His love and mercy. You were Jesus to me when I needed to be assured again. You were the friend I needed to see. You were the friend that needed to be. You were Jesus. You were Jesus to me. Well, it was one of those times when I needed to reach out and touch Him. It was one of those times when I needed to feel His hand on mine. Well, I know of His promise to always be there when I needed Him. And then You were there, and You were Jesus to me. You were Jesus to me when I needed to see His love and mercy. You were Jesus to me when I needed to feel His love again. You were the friend that needed to be. You were the friend I needed to see. You were Jesus. You were Jesus to me.
I think part of the covenant relationship is that we become these kinds of friends. I wrote this song after a very, very, very difficult time in our lives, and I had pain and anger and hurt and hatred just roaming through my body like nanobots eating me alive. And I remember sitting at dinner and just spewing all this venom out of my system with some friends. And when it all came out, when it was finally over with, I kind of sat back and I said, I'm sorry. I didn't know all that stuff was there. I said, I didn't mean to say those things about that person, because it was another person that I felt had wronged me severely. And they just looked at me and said, Jim, we love you. It's okay. And I realized in that moment they were being Jesus to me. Jesus knew that I had that stuff in my heart that had to get out, like a wound that has to be drained before the healing can begin. And they were Jesus to me. They didn't take it as gossip. They didn't take it as me backbiting. They didn't take me as putting this person down. They were realizing I was saying, this is how I feel because of this situation, because of what I perceive they did, and because of what I perceive they said. But they were strong enough in the Lord, they loved us enough and knew me enough, that they would allow me to be myself and to let those feelings out. And I think sometimes, because as Pentecostals, we think all we need is the Bible and speaking in tongues and we're good to go. And that's good, but I don't know that it's always everything we need. We need each other. We need each other to comfort us and to challenge us and to be there when we are not having a good hair day. And I really don't have to worry about that much anymore. I think one of the most difficult things that we fight as Christians, because we can't really live in isolation from our world, all the media, all the advertisements, all the stuff tells us you are not complete unless you have my item. It's new and it's improved. And if you just put down $19.95 and put it in the mail, I will send it to you immediately, guaranteed. Postage is extra. And so we have shopping networks, whole networks giving over to nothing but selling, selling, selling. Your life will not be complete without this item. And yet the Bible tells us that our completeness is in Jesus and in Jesus alone. Again, why we need each other to constantly be challenging ourselves, challenging each other. Do we really believe that we are complete in Jesus alone? Part of my personal struggle without the media has been in times past, low self-esteem and fighting depression. And if you fight either of those issues, you know how difficult it is sometimes to look yourself in the mirror and say, you're okay. Because sometimes it's when I'm looking in the mirror going, okay, so what are you going to mess up today? Yeah. But our completeness is in Jesus. Our completeness is in Jesus alone. In you alone, I am completely me. In you alone, you alone can make me whole. You alone can fill my soul. I am completely me. In you alone. All the things I thought that were so important in my life, the toils, the toys, the tools, the trophies made to rust. Well, I trusted in these things to make my life complete, but I'm completely me. In I'm completely me. In you alone, I am completely me. In you alone, you alone can make me whole. You alone can fill my soul. I am completely me. In you alone. Well, I thought that other people could make me feel complete. The accolades, the smiles, and the handshakes. But it just left me empty. Then I realized I am completely me. In you alone, I am completely. In you alone, I am completely me. In you alone, you alone can fill my heart. You
you alone can fill my soul. I am completely in you alone. Well, I thought it was my wife, my job, my kids for sure, my car, my house, and maybe the big 68-inch plasma LCD TV. But nothing satisfied. Then I realize I am completely me in you alone. I am completely me in you alone. I am completely me in you alone. You alone can make me whole. You alone can fill my soul. I am completely me in you alone.
Amen. Several years ago, Pastor Jim was our pastor. He preached a message out of Psalm 119, verses, I think it was 132, 133. After he read the verse, I don't know that I paid much attention to the rest of the sermon, but I did write a song. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. As you do for those who love your name, Lord, have mercy on me. And Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Guide my steps with your word. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Let no sin rule over me. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. As you do for those who love your name, guide my steps with your word. Let no sin rule over me. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord have mercy on me. And I will praise the Lamb who died for me. I will praise the Lamb who set me free. I'll praise the Lamb who paid my penalty. I will praise. Oh, I will praise the Lamb. And I will praise the Lamb for all he's done. I will praise the Lamb for the victories won. I'll praise the Lamb for he is God's Son. I will praise. I will praise the Lamb. I will praise the Lamb for sin's defeat. I will praise the Lamb, salvation's works complete. I'll praise the Lamb for my heavenly seat. And I will praise. I will praise the Lamb. Praise the Lamb, praise the Lamb, praise the Lamb. Oh, praise the Lamb. I will praise you, Lord. You died for me. I will praise you, Lord. You set me free. I'll praise you, Lord. You paid my penalty. I will praise. I will praise. I will praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just lift our voices and praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you call us and come into your presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for the wonderful time that you have provided for us this evening in your presence. For the answers to prayer that are on the way, because we have honored your name by lifting our friends and church family and needs to you. Thank you for honoring us with your presence as we have worshiped you in song. We love you, Lord Jesus. Though go with us, keep us safe. And may we sleep tonight knowing that we are guarded by your angels and your Holy Spirit resides in us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.